Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, I think it's no secret that we worry a lot today. We worry about everything. We worry about money. We worry about relationships. We worry about our children, our houses, our pets. We worry about getting sick and the spread of sickness. We worry about almost everything. But honestly, worry isn't anything new. In fact, Jesus thought that worry was such an important topic that he spent a huge chunk of the Sermon on the Mount, his most famous sermon, talking about worry. And one of the things that I want to remind us of today is that Jesus gives us four truths about worry that will help remind us that we don't need to worry. The first truth is this. Number one, worry is unreasonable. In other words, it doesn't make a lot of sense. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, Jesus says this. He says, "Do not be worried about the food and drink you need in order to stay alive, or about the clothes for your body. After all, isn't life worth more than food? And isn't the body worth more than clothes?" In fact, here's what happens is that worry begins to exaggerate the problems in our life. Problems do not shrink when we think about them. Instead, they grow. Worry is unreasonable. The second reminder is number two, worry is unnatural. If you think about it this way, we're the only creation in the entire universe that actually worries. Cows, they don't worry. Cats don't worry. Dogs don't worry. Only humans do. And the truth is, we weren't born that way. We were not born worriers. Instead, we had to learn how to do it. Jesus says in Matthew 6:26, he says, "Look at the birds. They do not plant seeds, gather a harvest, and put it in barns. Yet your Father in heaven takes care of them. Aren't you worth much more than birds?" I think that's a great reminder. Birds don't do a whole lot. They don't do anything except for birdie things. They tweet, they fly around, they don't sow and they don't reap, and yet God still feeds them. And so the logic of this is, if God feeds the birds, won't he feed you? So why worry? Reminder number three is that worry is unhelpful. Jesus says in verse 27, he says, "Can any of you live a bit longer by worrying about it?" It just reminds us that worry doesn't help us. It doesn't make us taller. It doesn't make us shorter. It doesn't help us take inches off of our waist. It can't lengthen our life, although it can shorten it. Worry cannot change the past, and worry cannot control the future. It'll just mess up the only day that we actually have. That's today. The only thing that worry changes is you, and it makes you miserable. The fourth reminder is this, is that worry is unnecessary. Jesus says in Matthew 6, verse 30, he says, "It is God who clothes the wild grass, grass that is here today and gone tomorrow, burned up in the oven. Won't he be all the more sure to clothe you? What little faith you have." Jesus reminds us of this, that God will meet your needs. He's the one that created you. He's the one that rescued you. He's the one that put his spirit inside of you when you put your trust in Jesus. So the reminder for today's podcast is simply this. You do not need to worry. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.